Jamie Farrell is a postdoctoral research associate at the U.S. Department of Geology and Geophysics. He says in the estimated 3,000 seismic events each year in and around Yellowstone, this one stands out.
It's significant in the sense that this is the largest event we've recorded in Yellowstone since the early 1980s. But the sequence as a whole seems to be pretty standard.
Farrell says Yellowstone events tend to happen in what are called swarms, and researchers are holding off on characterizing this one.
It's still kind of going, although at a much slower pace.
Robert B. Smith is a distinguished research professor and professor emeritus at the University of Utah. He grew the Yellowstone seismic network from a few stations in the 60s to more than 38 stations recording and sharing the information in real time worldwide today. He says the similarities between the faults near Yellowstone and the Wasatch Fault make any seismic activity there of more interest to Salt Lake Valley residents.
We've got the Hebgen Lake Fault, the Teton Fault, all these big active faults, which are just like the Wasatch, are all roughly the same age. They're relatively young and active.
Smith says calculating the timing of the next significant Wasatch Front quake based on Yellowstone events is difficult.
We're past the time we would expect a return event if all of the stresses with time were equal.
Smith recommends making all of the standard earthquake preparations, like strapping down your water heater and having an evacuation plan. Bob Nelson, KUER News.